From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We're going to start off today with a few quick stories about Black life and culture. 15 years ago, Los Angeles exploded in flames and looting. Five LAPD officers had just been acquitted of charges of beating motorist Rodney King. And the riots, which some community members call an uprising, started on April 29th and ran for 3 days. But in those 3 days, 2,300 people were injured and 50 died. The Los Angeles Times reported that hundreds of residents gathered this weekend to mark the anniversary and to tell local officials they don't think much has changed. From Chicago, Carol Moseley Braun. She's the first and only African-American woman ever elected to the U.S. Senate. And this Friday, the 59-year-old barely escaped a mugger. Braun was walking to her home on Chicago's South Side. A man tried to steal her purse, so Braun put up a fight. She broke her wrist during the struggle. Two University of Chicago students heard her scream and ran to help. The mugger fled. Braun was treated and released at Northwestern University Hospital. You'll remember Braun appeared on our show in March as part of our Leading Ladies series, and we wish her a speedy recovery. And in national news, yesterday the Justice Department released a new study. It found that police are not more likely to pull over African American or Hispanic drivers than white drivers. That is the good news. The bad news is what happens after the stop. Police are far more likely to use force when interacting with African Americans and Hispanics than with whites. And blacks were arrested twice as often as whites. Plus, finally, on a different note, the NAACP has announced the passing of a controversial figure. It is the N-word. The recent firing of Don Imus set off a domino of discussion about how we use language in black and non-black communities alike. For its part, the NAACP hopes the mock funeral will encourage all Americans to be more sensitive. The N-word will be laid to rest this summer at the NAACP's national convention in Detroit, and no one to our knowledge has scheduled a funeral for the H-word or the F-word, two other slurs that rap mogul Russell Simmons targeted as harmful.